Hello and welcome to She Means Business. I'm Carrie Green, the founder of the Female Entrepreneur Association and author of She Means Business, Turn Your Ideas into Reality and Become a Wildly Successful Entrepreneur. If you've not yet ordered a copy of She Means Business yet, make sure you go and get one so you can access all of the amazing bonuses I've created to help you build a successful business. You can find out more over at shemeansbusinessbook.com. Okay. So, are you ready to build a wildly successful business? Let's begin. Welcome back, everyone. I am so excited because we are joined by the amazing Michelle Rohr right now. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I love getting together with you and hearing about your story because you're so inspiring. You've got such an incredible story. So, quick overview for everyone. You are the founder of the Secret Owl Society. You have an Etsy shop where you sell printables, which is really successful. You drive lots of traffic to that shop from Pinterest, which I'm really excited to talk with you about. You have online courses as well. What you've created is amazing. So, can we give everyone a quick overview snapshot of where you're at in your business right now, and then we'll go right back to the beginning and talk about how you got to where you're at now.
Well, right now I have a dream business that is based pretty much on a blog I founded a few years ago called The Secret Owl Society, which I started to show people the journey I'm on of taking 100% responsibility for my life. And out of that, I've created printables, the most popular one being my Ultimate Life Binder Kit, which helps people take 100% responsibility for their lives. So I just kind of went from blogging for fun to building an audience, to figuring out what they wanted from me, to creating what they wanted from me. And now it creates a passive income of thousands of dollars a month from my Etsy store. And I use a very simple marketing strategy known as Pinterest, which we'll talk about, I'm sure. And also have a few clients, including you, Carrie, from starting that business pretty much by accident a few years ago.
I love your story so much. And obviously, we work together, so I hear all sorts of little insider snippets all the time. But one of the things I remember you telling me was about how you were going on holiday and you really wanted to go away and to create a business where you made money, so you came back in an even better position. And I remember you telling me that you made it happen actually when you came over and stayed with me. But can you just share that story before we go back to the beginning? Because I just love this story so much.
Thank you. I love it too. So basically, I was in a position where I was about to take two trips back to back. One was to Europe for a conference and to see Carrie. And the other one was to go to California for my sister's wedding. And I've always been an entrepreneur and I've always saved money from my own business for my own trips. But I was in a position where I did not want to repeat the same scenario of going off on a trip, having to stop my business because I'm traveling, and then come home to less money than what I had when I left. I didn't want to be more broke as a result of going on a trip. I had this vision of traveling and being a successful business person where the picture in my mind was I'm sitting in a cafe in Paris and I'm just enjoying a latte or an espresso, and I have money that just is coming in from my business without me having to worry about going back to get back on track on Monday after the vacation is over and start from zero. And I just had that picture in my mind, and the pressure of those two trips coming up and me not wanting to be in a worse off position as a result of traveling really compelled me to create the source for passive income that has made all the difference in my life in the last 18 months. And I really love that story because it was the beginning of me having that mindset shift from just trading hours for dollars to having a business that works for me and serves me instead of me working for my business. So that was a really significant turning point in my life.
So cool. I love it. I love it because I feel like when we all get intentional about what we want, we can just make the most incredible things happen. And I love how you've done that and created that life for yourself. So obviously, it wasn't always like this, like you've just said. You weren't always in this position. So how did you get to where you are now? Firstly, what inspired you to set off on this entrepreneurial journey?
Well, like I said, I've always been an entrepreneur. So like ever since I was 13, I started out babysitting a lot and got into cleaning houses and just I always found ways of making my own money. And the way I got from just having a business in general to having a business of my dreams was I had an experience for like, I think it was a 5-year learning curve where I was just in a situation where I was running a business that I really did not enjoy. I was running a coffee shop and I found ways to make it more enjoyable over time, but I knew that that's not what I wanted to be doing long term. And that experience of working so hard for such a small profit margin, because the food and beverage industry is killer. You work like 12 hours a day, and by the time you pay for rent and food and the cost of everything, there's like nothing left over. And that just really planted in my mind and heart a desire to not work so hard for so little return. So I started looking at how can I have leverage? How can I have more of a lifestyle? How can I do something that I enjoy so much that it doesn't feel like work? And while I was in the coffee shop working, I had this day where I call it my day of disgust. I got that term from Jim Rohn, where I realized that I've just lived the same year twice, where I repeated all the same experiences, had all the same problems, had all the same everything 2 years in a row, like nothing was different. And that really bothered me because I felt like that was a waste of my life. And at that point, I decided that every Saturday I would take myself, go to another coffee shop, drink someone else's latte, and sit down and just figure out what do I want to do with my life. And I started setting goals. I started attacking fears. I started just getting out of my comfort zone because I knew that if I did what I was afraid to do and I did what I didn't feel like doing, then my life would start to change. I at least knew that. And I acted on that. And around that time, I also started the blog. And I forget what the question was. I'm getting lost in the story.
I know. I love it. I could just listen to you talk about this. I was asking what inspired you to get going, but you can keep going. You can keep telling us the story.
So that inspired me. The pain inspired me. So the desire to stop being miserable really motivated me to make a change. And after I started the blog, then it started becoming more enjoyable, the process of changing and growing and doing something different. But the very initial point of changing my life started with just being very unhappy with where I was at. And I know from your story, Carrie, you kind of had the same catalyst.
Yeah.
And I think it was Jim Rohn who said that people change as a result of two things, either the pain will make them make a change or the desire for something that's more joyful. But usually pain is a very motivating factor. So yeah. That was what it was for me. And then the journey became a lot more beautiful and inspirational after I stumbled across you, Carrie, when you published the magazine, This Girl Means Business magazine, years ago. I think it was 2012. And I stumbled across that magazine on Facebook. And that was my first introduction to you and what you were doing. And when I opened that magazine, all of a sudden, it was like my entrepreneurial world went from black and white to color. So it was like I found someone who was about everything what I wanted and needed. It's like you had this very feminine and fresh way of looking at entrepreneurship. And I realized that before then, I just saw it as, even though I loved it, there was everything I saw around business was very masculine, very, you know, very just to-do list driven, but you had a more inspiration and fresh and fun and feminine way of looking at it. And that made my journey a lot more inspirational. And I started to act upon a joy toward business and started working with you, which was the beginning of almost everything.
But I think it's really amazing what you have created, though, from just a desire to desire to move away from the pain of not wanting to live the same year twice, which I just love I remember the first time you said that to me and I was like, wow, that is so powerful. So many people just live the same year on repeat.
Over and over, yeah.
And it really kind of made me take a step back and look at my life and think, what am I doing differently every year? But obviously you started your blog, you had this message you wanted to share about, you wanted to share your journey of taking 100% responsibility for your life. And so many people out there have a message, they have a desire that they want to share something with the world. So maybe they do create a blog or a website for themselves to share that message, but then don't really know how to turn that into a successful business and make it so that they can, that can be their life, that can be their, you know, their business. So how did you make it happen for you? How did you go from just the idea of the blog to turning it into a success, and the journey of like how long that took?
I think it was two main things. One was very slowly, just making progress very slowly, not quitting. And you'll make progress just because you keep moving forward and you don't quit. You'll figure out things along the way. So it definitely didn't start out as a business or something that I thought would make money. It actually started out because I wanted to share what I was learning. And the other side of the story was I was having these little personal development meetings with myself, as I said, in the coffee shop on Saturdays, and I started inviting other girls to join me. And there was this one girl who I never met who wanted to come to the workshop but could never make it, well, just to get together where I was setting goals. And I thought, well, I'll put all this stuff online on a blog, and that way this girl can tap into it without having to physically come. And that's how the blog started. So I feel like that starting point of me just having this heart of service is the reason why I was able to keep going, because a business is about serving people. It makes money because you are serving people. And because I had that heart of service from the beginning, I was not going to quit, because it wasn't about making money. It was about serving other people. And I think it was Seth Godin who said, if you do not have the desire to help at least one person, only one person, then you do not deserve the right to think you can help hundreds or thousands. So because I had that, like, I love to help people, I love to give, and because I had that desire to help this one girl who I never met, and to this day I've never met, I feel like that is the core reason why I've been able to go from just being a casual blogger to a successful business owner. And the second thing was having you to look up to and to see your journey, because I was working with you and I can see what you were doing, putting out content, being very, very concerned about what you could do to help people. And you would tell me things here and there that would get me on the business track. Like, have you set up your email list yet? Are you collecting any emails? Is your MailChimp up yet? Or are you, you know, you would ask me like, or you would just encourage me. You would just say, yeah, put it up on Etsy, start an Etsy store. You should totally do it. So these little mentorship moments from you really helped me do the little things here and there that made my blog more of a business, because the recipe for a business is very simple. You just have a way of keeping in touch with your audience, and you have a product that they care about, and you find a way to market it. And through working with you and seeing what you were doing, I was able to piece that together for myself. Plus, I've, like, every day I'm listening to podcasts and reading personal development, and I could see all the things that other people were doing to create an online business. So it just all worked together to get me to a point where I was able to follow the recipe for success.
I love that. I remember when I interviewed you for the book, and it's actually in the book, you said how you listened to podcasts every day when you're working at the cafe and you didn't really want to be there. And you said, you can't feel, I can't remember your exact words, but you said something like,
you can't feel down
when you've got Tony
when
Robbins.
When you have Tony Robbins in your ear.
And I love that. Yeah. I love your perspective and your dedication to personal development to help you kind of to get to where you want. Because, you know, you talk about how it is a slow process, and it really is. And sometimes it can be so unbearable because you feel like, you know, what's the point in this? It's going so slowly, because we all want to get to where we want to be now. We don't want to have to wait around. And the thing, that's why so many people, they just give up because they can't, they don't stick at it. But I love what you're saying about how you just have to, it is simple. You just have to keep going and just keep focusing on serving your audience. And that's all I have ever done. Like, so when some people think like there's a secret to success, well, the only secret is to keep going in the direction of where you want to go. Yes. And I love that you use so many different personal development tools and listening to audiobooks and podcasts and all that kind of stuff to help you to get to where you are now. Was there anything else that you did that you found to be really helpful that got you through the moments where you're like, oh, what's happening with this? Or do you think being surrounded by people who were on the similar journey and then listening to podcasts and that kind of thing were the main thing?
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I never really had moments of like, oh, what am I doing? I always knew that it was what I needed to be doing and keep going with. And I appreciated every step of the journey. I never had this moment where I felt like it wasn't working. I guess because at every step, I was just surprised by what was happening. I was like, wow, people are getting on my email list. Wow, people are buying my printables. It's like I just was putting in the action without too much expectation. And I think I know how to set goals without being too attached to them happening in a particular time frame. Like I've always felt like I'm able to set goals, and if I don't hit it when I thought I would, I just change the date. I don't even think twice about it. I didn't hit it. I'm going to set it again and put another date on it. And I remember talking to a friend about goal setting and her telling me, well, I don't set any goals because when you don't hit it when you want to, you're just disappointed. So I just don't set goals, and now I don't get disappointed. And I just remember that really hurting me, because it's like, what's the big deal? Just change the date. Have a life where you're setting goals and achieving things. So it's like I never had moments where I felt like it wasn't working. I just appreciated every win, like every person who emailed me and told me my blog made a difference. Every person who tried a printable and said and told me how it helped them. It's like I was just surprised by all the progress and all of the feedback. I was just so busy in general that it was just enjoyable, because I never had the blog until recently, like 18 months ago. I never just did the blog. I had other businesses going on. So even after I stopped doing the coffee shop and I had the blog, I also had a babysitting company and a cleaning company. So that took a lot of time and energy. And the blog was just something I was doing for fun. So I never put so much pressure on it where I felt like it wasn't working. It was always going forward, and I didn't have any pressure for it to take care of me, because I took care of my expenses with two other businesses. And then when the blog got to a point where it replaced my living expenses just on its own, then I was able to let go of the cleaning business and the babysitting business. And I guess that's what helped me stay emotionally balanced as a business owner, because I know it is an entrepreneurial roller coaster, but I feel like I minimized a lot of stress by never placing all the pressure on my blog to make money right away. And as soon as it did, I was able to cut out things that I didn't like doing in my life. But I did that as my blog made more money, not before it made more money.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So obviously, you have created a really successful business, your dream business for yourself. And I know we've talked in the past a lot about how you've used Pinterest to make it happen. So can you kind of take us behind the scenes a little bit on that, and why you decided to use Pinterest as a strategy for growth and how it's worked for you?
Well, I love Pinterest because I'm obsessed with leverage, and I realized that Pinterest would be a great place for me to market my printables, because I was using it for myself to find printables for myself before I even approached it as a business. And I knew that I could have success. I enjoyed using it. I knew that my audience would be hanging out on there. I knew that I could learn how to get it to work for me. Plus, while I was babysitting one afternoon, you did a webinar with Melanie Duncan about Pinterest. And while the kid I was babysitting took a nap, I sat on your webinar and I learned about Pinterest and PicMonkey and how powerful Pinterest is. And I was like, okay, I'm going to use Pinterest. And I bought her course. So that's another thing. I was never afraid to invest in myself and take take the course and implement the advice. And I did enough things right with Pinterest where it did become the number one driver of traffic to my blog and to my Etsy store. And to this day, it sends so much traffic that I literally don't even have to do anything on there anymore. It's just the way Pinterest works is it's compound growth. Like people will keep repinning your content and the traffic just grows and grows and grows. So you could have a graphic on Pinterest that is years old, but it's still driving tons of traffic to your site. And that has been my secret weapon. And as more and more people get into the blogging world, they're going to realize that a lot of bloggers will claim Pinterest as their secret weapon.
I love that. I mean, when you did the bundle for us in the members club last year now on Pinterest, it was really eye-opening for me because I realized all of a sudden that Pinterest wasn't a social media platform, because I've always been kind of like strict with myself in the terms of like keep a core focus, because otherwise you just get so overwhelmed trying to do everything and be everywhere. So I was always focused on Facebook. But then when I realized that Pinterest is not a social media platform, mm-hmm. it is a search engine, it just changed my whole perspective on it. And then on top of that, then having a website audit done and realizing that the traffic that was coming from Pinterest was converting at a much higher rate than traffic from Facebook made me think, whoa, I am missing an opportunity here by not looking into Pinterest more. But I think people do. I think we kind of go for the glamour of having lots of fans and followers on like Instagram or Facebook, but really what's working so well for so many people in the online world is Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just love it. And like hearing, especially hearing your success of like how much traffic you drive to your Etsy shop from Pinterest, it's just amazing. And the fact that you don't really have to do anything now, it's there working for you. It's like having videos on YouTube and people being able to go back and, you know, seeing mm-hmm. ones you did 2 years ago because they find it in mm-hmm. the search. It's so powerful. I absolutely bloom and love it. So obviously you've created so much success for yourself from using Pinterest, which is just awesome. I feel like everyone's going to be inspired not to go use Pinterest more. But throughout your journey, was there anything that you didn't expect to deal with? Because I feel like the entrepreneurial journey is a crazy one. And we all have moments when we feel utterly unmotivated, or we feel the fear. Like I know in the past there have been times when you've been putting your courses together and then I'll be checking
yes.
with you and you're like,
yes,
have you done it yet? And you're like, no. So what helps you to get through those times, or you know, mm-hmm. how do you deal with it all?
Okay, so yes, that is the hardest part of being an entrepreneur, I found, was creating online courses. For some reason, I just get so much resistance around them. And I think for every entrepreneur, they have something that they know they should do. And it's not just should, but they want to do it. They can see how it can help people and how it could be the best way to reach people. And for me, that was, I could see how I could really help people if I did online courses. And for some reason, I just get so much resistance around it. And the first course I ever made was for Carrie, and that was 2 years ago. And it was the graphics bundle for the members club. And it took me a whole year to muster up the courage to do another course. And then even after that, it took me months to do another one. So it's called the resistance, and it's, what helped me get through it was I knew that that feeling of resistance of, oh, I don't want to do this, was I knew that the breakthrough was on the other side of that. And I knew that I needed to push through it. And I just figured out ways of getting myself to push through it. And one of the, you know, we look at what works, what doesn't work. And what I found that worked for me was having a deadline that other people expected from me, because we know, we say, give yourself a deadline. Well, you're your own boss, so you can pass the deadline and no one will know. But I knew that I needed other people to expect me to finish this product at a certain time, because I knew that when I create a course for you, Carrie, I will finish it on time. Maybe not as early as it should be, but like before it is completely due. And I knew, okay, well, I need to have a deadline here. So what I started to do was I would host a workshop and use the course that I was creating to do the workshop. And I would get the invites out there, tell people about it, charge money for them to come. And that is what compelled me to, like, I had no choice. I had to finish it then. And then I'd get all the videos done, get all of the content done. And then the next day I would host a workshop. People would come and it would be great. And I'd get to this next level of my business. And yes, I have online courses now that are bringing in a whole nother wonderful stream of passive income. But I just had to do it enough times to where it's no big deal. And right now I can truly say that it is no big deal. Like I'm already excited about the next course I want to create, which is how to make money with printables. And I can't wait to do it. And the resistance is pretty much gone. And it's kind of like the same with public speaking. Like the first time I got up and talked to people on stage, I was so scared. Like I completely ruined it. And then after that, I was like, well, I got to get good at this. And I just kept taking every opportunity to do it again and again and again until like the last time I spoke in public was in front of 100 women in business at this conference for women in business. And I had complete ease doing it. I had so much fun. I wanted to go over my time limit. And it's just so amazing because the first time I did it, I felt horrible. I never wanted to do it again. And now I'm like, I love the opportunity to do it. So I feel like as an entrepreneur, you're going to have something come up where you're going to feel resistance around it. And it's not going to feel like you should do it because it just feels so bad. But if you keep doing it, you end up falling in love with it. So that definitely has been the roller coaster of my journey more than anything. But now I've gotten through it and there's probably something else down the line that's going to have a ton of resistance attached to it. And I'll get through that.
I know. I think that's such a liberating way to think about it, though. I always think, you know, it's like growing pains. If you want to grow, there's probably going to be some growing pains in the mix because you're trying to do something you've never done before. But in a way, I feel like once you hit those growing pains, you know that you are closer than ever before to where you want to be. And so it's a sign that you're in the right place. You just need to keep pushing through and keep working towards your goals and your dreams. And if you just keep on going, you can make the most incredible things happen. But so many people just give up when they hit those growing pains because they're like, and they just don't like how it feels so uncomfortable. And so at times, you know, unbelievably frustrating. But yeah, I think it's liberating to think, woohoo, I'm in this discomfort now. So it's like, must mean a good thing.
Exactly. I think that's the heart of an entrepreneur is how they look at those growing pains because it is a completely different way of looking at it than the average person.
Yeah. Oh, I love everything you do so much. And you're just so inspiring. Your story is so incredible. And I just feel like it goes to show what's possible. Like what is possible? Like it doesn't have to happen overnight. We don't have to have all the answers. You know, we are going to have moments of that are so uncomfortable. But if we just keep on going, we can all get to the other side and just make the most wonderful things happen. So thank you so much for coming to share your amazing story. To wrap things up, I actually have a lightning round. So I've got like some sentences that I start and then you finish.
Woohoo.
Okay, so you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the first one is, when I face a big challenge, I
try to get aligned on the inside through personal development and then I take action.
If I could go back in time to when I started my business, I would tell myself,
every year, take 20% of what you're doing off of your plate so that you have more time and energy to grow what you want to see grow, to focus on what you want to grow.
That's a good one. I think we all need to take that advice. Okay. My favorite business tool, resource, book, or podcast is? You don't have to do all of them.
Ooh. My blank notebook, my sketchbook, which is all blank pages, and a pen. I love just getting my mind on paper. It is the beginning of everything for me.
Oh, I love that. So simple, but I love it. Finally, what is your favorite quote?
Currently, my favorite quote is something I heard this morning when I was listening to a book by Louise Hay, The Power is Within You. She said, basically, to sum it up, you don't have to fix it. You just have to learn from it.
Oh, I like that.
And I feel like that is going to help me so much because when a problem comes up, I feel like, well, how can I fix this? And I realized you just let it go and learn the lesson. And I feel that's going to help me make so much progress in 2017.
Oh, I really love that. Oh, thank you so much in coming to share your amazing story with us. You are so inspiring. And I'm so excited that I got to share your story in the book, which
me
is
too.
So cool.
It's amazing.
Talking about like everything that you've done, it's really amazing, inspiring stuff. I absolutely love it. Everyone, you have to go over to Michelle's website and check out all the goodness she has over there. Seriously, there's some incredible stuff. She has a printable up there that you can download, which is a 2017 New Year's resolution printable. You can go and find everything out over at secretowl.org. So check it out. I'll leave the link in the show notes below as well. But Michelle, thank you so much for being amazing, for coming here and sharing your story with us. You are so inspiring. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Me too. Woo! I hope you all enjoyed it so much. Definitely head over to the blog and leave a comment and let us know what your biggest takeaway has been from this session. And I will see you next week for another episode of She Means Business. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you absolutely loved it. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, She Means Business, and come and join thousands of women from all over the world in the online community to build a wildly successful business. There are so many bonuses in store for you, so come and check it all out, and I will see you over there.